Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tiger plays it out to the left. Break and right. He fist bumps it.
Interesting call there. XM Radio. Tiger Woods keeping you entertained. Brooks Koepka wins the PGA Championship and the U.S. Open in the same year. I was all in on the golf from start to finish. Didn't miss any of it. It was amazing. Tiger was fantastic. Ties his best round in a major ever, shooting a 64, and he comes up in second place. If the man could hit a fairway, he'd have the championship. He'd have a major. But he'd miss at least his first nine fairways. Yep. And, I mean, you could all think about identifying with it, right? It's in the head. You're petrified to grab the driver. You're petrified to go at one club. And he could not hit a fairway. Otherwise, he would have won this thing.
He very, very easily could have.
His putting was money.
He put together a terrific round without. And here's the thing: in that front nine, he did not hit. He was 0 for 7 on the fairways because you know there's two par threes. And he teed off with an iron on four of the nine holes. You tee off with an iron.
You got to hit the fairway
for positioning.
Yeah,
that's the reason you tee off with an iron, is to get the ball in the fairway, to put the ball on the right side of the fairway within a 10-foot box.
Sacrifice the distance for the accuracy.
Amen, brother. And he couldn't do it. And he was just tremendous. He was tremendous. And so was the leaderboard. There was a time where it was Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, Tiger Woods, and Adam Scott, who were your top four, with Spieth, Day, and Molinari, all within five shots we made the turn. Golf had, in my lifetime, at least, it had never been better. It never been better. That was amazing. That was an amazing group of top four. That was a terrific, in the years that I've watched this sport, that is just a tremendous top four. And this course, by the way, was defenseless after the rain. They had nothing. These guys were too good. The course was a really nice course, but you know, I'm sorry, Brooks Koepka should not be able to hit a 260-yard iron and have it stop on a dime 3 feet from the hole. Shouldn't happen in a major. I mean, you want to have that this week at the Greensboro, knock yourself out. Do it at the Honda Classic if you want to.
So what happened to this course not being suitable for Tiger, that it was just going to be the last major that was going to suit him, the British, the links, the link style? Yeah. What happened to all that talk?
Out the window. What we learned in the British Open is that Tiger can win another major as long as it's the British Open. And what we learned here is that Tiger can win another major. Period. Now, he may not be able to win a U.S. Open because they trick those up to the point where it's just not fun. It's not fair. And, you know, his iron play may not work. But at the PGA, certainly at Augusta, and at the British, he can win another one.
And I hate asking this question again. It's like the old Pete Rose question, but it keeps changing. It keeps flip-flopping back and forth. It's like, okay, well, he's playing this well, but he still lost. You know, he shot a 64 after being in contention after Saturday, and he still lost. Is his best just not good enough versus these young guns? You know, he's got the confidence now. So it's very fluid. It keeps changing, and I hate asking the same question, but you have to.
Well, you know, yeah, he can win another one. Is his best not good enough? Look, he shot 64. He beat the guy who wound up winning.
We know he can, Willie. We know he can.
I mean, I would still lean towards no, because he is in his early to mid-40s, and there's 160 golfers in it. This is the toughest field of any tournament of the year. The PGA Championship. This is the best field on tour. And it's weird because it's
Why does the PGA have a better field than the others?
Well, the Masters only has 96 golfers. It's got about 160. The U.S. Open's got a lot of amateurs that qualify. This one is basically every single top 125 player, essentially, you know. It's just an amazing field. It's the best field on tour of the year, this and the Players' Championship. So, you know, to be there and in second place in this is the toughest test, is tremendous. The thing is if, you know, the only guy that could have beat him yesterday was the guy who did. You know, Koepka is just this amazing, he's got no pulse. He goes out there and, yeah, sure, I'm up 2 on 18. I'll just pull the driver out, hit it 340. I mean, who does? Nobody does that.
Yeah.
Everyone in that position else would have just taken it on an iron, put it in the middle, and you know, went for par or bogey or whatever and knew they had a stroke to play with.
Is that dumb?
Well, it would have been dumb. I guess it would have been dumb if we went in the woods.
Yeah. But they're like, hey, why change now?
Yeah, I agree. Why change now? I understand that thought process, you know, because I think that is when choking comes into play, when you change your game up. But
what do we know about Brooks Koepka?
He was a baseball player who decided to find golf. About it. Right now he's just flying. I mean, the guy around. Was this really good baseball.
And he you know, gets teen.
He just needs some health control.
He eats a lot of teen. Tons of protein.
Man.
He eats protein. He doesn't even protein. He eats protein. That's what that dude does. He got his
That shirt, that Nike has, they're like, we're going to make a t-shirt and put this little collar on it.
Yeah.
I was like, this fool out here in a t-shirt, and then I finally saw the collar.
Yeah. I mean, like, seriously, his Twitter handle should be at Way, W-H-E-Y, way under par. Like, okay, that's really what this dude should be. He is such a bro. He's a total bro. But, you know, we don't know anything about him. He's got no like, if you heard him talk, he doesn't have a great personality. He's a baseball dude. That's what he is. He's like Mike. He's got the personality of Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Why is Mike Trout not a star? Look at Brooks Koepka. They're the same guy.
Mm. So Koepka wins another major. And Tiger's going to be responsible for ratings through the roof. The third round, according to CBS, was up 54% from last year. 54%? This man is still, you know, someone asked an interesting question the other day. Is it better that Tiger doesn't win for the intrigue? Because we're asking people, hey, DFW's very own. If it's Spieth and Tiger, final round, who you rooting for? And we're all kind of saying Tiger. Because you want to see that championship, does the luster of it and following it go away if he ends up winning one? Is it better for him just to be in contention like this? I think even if he won one, we're still going to go back to the final round if he's in contention again.
We're still going to go back again because he's Tiger. Just look at the crowd. Look what the crowd did. Did you see when he walked across the bridge after he finished,
yes,
the amount of people that were there?
Yes.
It was tremendous.
I saw Koepka's girlfriend look at him, too.
Of course. Who wouldn't you? Okay.
And by the way, Roy, one of y'all, Troy, see if you can find it. I haven't seen anyone write an article about Tiger's new girl. No one's talking about this.
No one is.
I saw him with Lil Peck.
Yep.
And I saw her at the end of the British.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw her here, and I was like, okay.
I know nothing about her.
Okay.
Know nothing about her.
Let's find her. Stalk her out.
But
Erica
Herman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom's sister.
Tom. Well,
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of a rat joke, but I don't have one yet. We'll explain that, Longhorn fans.
But no, I mean, like, of course people are still going to watch. Just look at the amount of fans that were there. Everyone was cheering for Tiger Woods yesterday.
Oh, my God. It says this girl's a restaurant manager.
Oh, no. Ha! Please let it be a Perkins. Please let it be a Perkins.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing. This is almost like, you know, with the Red Sox and Cubs when they won for the first time. Yeah, you, like, imagine if the Cubs get in the World Series now. It's not going to be nearly as entertaining and as must-see TV.
Yeah.
If they were to get in and win again. So there is to the intrigue of he's still trying to break through and win a major since that entire episode, the first one in a decade. There's still going to be some of that. Did you see, speaking of Tiger, of Brooks's girl, so when she hugged Tiger,
yeah,
and then she snubbed Ricky Fowler?
No, I didn't see that.
I did not see that. By the way, I do have some information about Erica Herman. Would you like to know more about her?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, let's learn more about Erica Herman, who is currently dating Tiger Woods. Erica Herman, who was pictured for the first time with Tiger Woods last October during the President's Cup, is a manager at a pop-up restaurant titled The Woods.
She's a manager at one of his restaurants.
And she actually was at that event last October wearing a badge that said, quote unquote, player spouse.
Ooh. This isn't like a model Elon type. No, she's not.
No.
But whatever. Hey, do your thing. Man, Tiger's got to talk to Brian Urlacher and Dion, though. He's got to. That is bad. That's a crime scene up there. That hair. That's bad. When he takes his hat off, I cringe for him. It's rough. But Tiger, he's going to dominate the ratings. Like, CBS had to be throwing parties after Saturday. As soon as he was in contention, it was over.
Oh, yeah. They made sure that you knew it, too. They broke every scoring rule in golf. Making sure that they let you know where Tiger was.
I saw you tweet that. I didn't understand what the issue was.
So
the leaderboard.
Yeah. So if you look at the leaderboard, the way the golf works is that, you know, it's based on how many holes you have remaining, not who you want to win.
Okay.
And there was.
Shouldn't it go by the score?
If guys are tied, it goes by the holes remaining. So look at this leaderboard where they're all the guys tied in fourth place and the holes they have remaining. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's just based on the most notable guys. That's how they have it up there.
Yeah.
So in that regard, it should have, like, you know, Tiger was always leading in second or third place, tied with four other players, when in fact the other guys were ahead of him because of holes remaining, but CBS just put him up there as number one because he's the most popular golfer. They wanted to keep eyeballs on it.
That's a heavy-ass phone. That thing's like a brick.
Well, it's unbreakable. There's no case on this thing either.
Well, is that how they sold you on it?
Look, it's got bumpers on the edges, shatterproof screen. It's the Active. It's the Samsung Active.
And you can put it in. Are you happy you have a new phone now?
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
God.
I'm just looking at this thing just open. I look at it, just to open it up. It's eyeball thing.
You got a retina scan?
Retina scan, baby.
Is that what they're doing in the airports, too?
Yes. Clear, whatever. I think it's called Clear, where you scan your eyeballs. Instead of walking up to the, you know, so you have to walk up to the counter and hand your license and ticket. Well, now you just scan your eyeballs and scan your ticket, and you could skip that counter and you go right to the X-ray machine.
Yeah, it's a little pricey, but if you fly a lot, it's a good thing.
How much is it?
I think the yearly was like $159.
Ooh, wasn't the
TSA is like $85 for 5 years.
That's value.
That's great. No wonder why the line's so long.
That's right. Everyone's getting up in there. Need to jack up the price a little bit. Mm-hmm. Get the peasants out of there. Mm-hmm. Yankees-Rangers series or Cole Hamels? Which one?
I think Cole Hamels.
Cole Hamels with the Cubs has thrown 18 innings, 2 earned runs given up, 20 strikeouts, to 4 walks last night against the Nats. 7 innings, 1 hit, 1 earn, 1 walk, 9 freaking strikeouts for Cole Hamels. Do we get on him? I'm trying to get mad at Cole for, you know, you kind of called him out here. A lot of people have, you know, whether it's a mail-in or not trying as hard. I'm trying to think of human nature, though, and say,
yeah,
if you're going to an exciting contending spot, you're going to probably elevate your game naturally, right?
I totally get that. I totally get that.
Rangers lose 3-4 to the Yankees, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that Cole would be re-energized. I just hate the fact that it's happening because, you know, where the beginning of the year, you weren't energized at the start of the season.
Yeah.
You know, when you didn't go 18 innings of 2-run ball at the start of the year. He's in a tremendous groove right now. And I saw an article that said, can Cole Hamels be the stopper the Cubs need? That made me sick. That made me sick. You know, and I understand it's human nature. And by the way,
if he could have done this the month before the deadline, though. Right.
Imagine what they could have gotten for him. And now, look, as much as I don't think Doug Bocale is a great pitching coach, the idea that the Cubs went and found and tinkered with a mid-30s World Series MVP is just... They didn't find something in Cole's delivery. They didn't. They just didn't do that. He doesn't go there and in because he got there and the next day he started. They didn't go there and change his motion up in one day.
Right.
He just got it. He got energized. That's it.
Man, the numbers are stupid. Now it is the National League, but he's done it against Pittsburgh, the Nats, and the Royals. So we end up losing 3 out of 4 to the Yankees. Such a Martin Perez-esque game. There's always going to be like 14 hits given up. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of whether they come at the right or wrong time. And Martin Perez, 5 innings pitched, 11 hits, 7 earned. CC Sabathia gets the W.
A guy that throws as hard as he does.
95, 96
and,
lefty.
Yeah, and he had 2 strikeouts. I mean, the game's on replay, and he just threw a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Just right, just 94 from a lefty. I mean, he's just, the guy throws gas, and he can't strike anybody out. He has no out pitch, and that's Martin's problem. He has that motion that like Francisco Liriano and Johan Santana had, where he kind of, you know, cocks the ball behind his net. He could if he could figure out like their changeup, which is an amazing changeup. He has the same stuff. There's no reason that he can't be striking out more guys.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.